reforms, the government scraps government environmental protection plans, and Trump claims he had a right to interfere in the 2020 US election. Good morning, this is Louie and Maeve, and at 10 a.m, these are your Zedlines. The Liberal National Party of Queensland has announced an election pledge of $383 million to enhance the residential care and child safety system. The proposal includes a trial payment of up to $100,000 to professional foster carers. The proposal calls for spending $27 million on a professional foster carer pilot program, constructing a new $50 million secure care facility for at-risk children with mental health problems, and boosting the number of child safety officers by 20% within 4 years. By 2030, the policy calls for two caregivers to always work in residential care institutions and establishing an independent complaints escalation process for severe cases.
The Brisbane City Council has cancelled its contract with Beam e-scooters due to a whistleblower suggesting they had severely underreported the amount of hireable devices in Brisbane. The council alleges that the company owes $330,000 in unpaid fees and has an average of 500 undeclared devices a day. Brisbane City Council Transport Chair Ryan Murphy says that there have been over 222,000 occasions between July 2023 and July 2024 where Beam did not report the correct amount of hireable devices being utilised. The limit on numbers are implemented to ensure the safety of road and footpath users in and around the city. Remaining Beam scooters in the city will be removed and replaced with Lime scooters.
The Albanese government has been criticised following the proposed removal of a decision to establish an environmental protection authority. WWF Australia's head of policy, Quinton Clement, says without this environmental protection authority, the government has failed to implement meaningful reform, as Australia is left without a strong watchdog. Conservation groups are upset with the decision to remove this legislation, which was previously praised as a way of removing political interference from nature protection.
The Greens will make dental and Medicare the key priority of government negotiations in the event of a hung parliament, as polls increasingly point to a minority Labor government next election. The policy, which will cover all dental work from cleaning, filling to dentures and orthodontic work in Medicare, was announced earlier this week by Adam Bandt at the National Press Club. They expect the policy to cost $46 billion, covered by their proposed, quote, Robin Hood reforms to tax large corporations. In a statement, Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young said that the policy was a key priority for the party and that, quote, you shouldn't need a credit card to get your teeth fixed. It should be covered by Medicare.
Donald Trump has announced that he had, quote, every right to interfere in the 2020 United States presidential election in a Fox News interview that aired on Sunday. Federal prosecutors have alleged that Trump pressured states to reverse the 2020 election results, has spread lies about election fraud, and exploited the Capitol riot on January 6, 2021. Trump has claimed these charges have only boosted his poll numbers. Kamala Harris's campaign has responded to the interview, saying that this is evidence that Trump believes he is, quote, above the law.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with possible smoke haze and moderate winds easing in the evening. It is currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We will be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter and head to our website for 4zzz.org/news.
This next song contains words I don't know. Wowee! Some people might consider them offensive.